You are now joining First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, Wednesday live at 6 p.m.
Hi, praise the Lord, everybody. This is co-pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I'm co-pastor at First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, along with my son, Dr. Elmer Hess Jr., and we're so thankful to be with you on tonight. And listen, we're excited for more than one reason, but we're just excited, and we're just so thankful how the Lord has blessed us to be back here on a Wednesday night, live. This is what you call live. Those of you that's viewing on a Wednesday night, tell you, Lord has done some great things for us, and we're excited about being here on tonight. This is Cyber Wednesday, and Refresh My Soul at 6 p.m. on Wednesday nights. It's a place for your midweek refreshing, and I thank and praise God for all that he has done, for all that he's doing, even now. And we thank God. Those of you that are watching on YouTube or Ustream or watching through the website of firstpen.org, we thank God for you. On today, tonight, whenever you're viewing this, whenever you're watching this, and we thank God for you. And we're looking for some great things on tonight. Listen, we're going to have some prayer requests. We have been receiving your prayer requests by text. Those of you that text between 5 and 5:45 on Wednesdays, we have them, and I have your text. I have your text right on my phone right here. And we're going to be calling off your name. We're going to be praying for your deeds on tonight. And I certainly thank and praise God. Listen, Dr. Hess is with us on tonight. And we're going to have him to come in at this time, and he's going to greet you, and then we're going to have a word of prayer.
God bless you, Pastor. We're glad once again to be with you tonight and thanking God for his goodness and mercy. We want to say hello to all of the saints of God, to all of our well-wishers that are praying with us. Listen, this is a labor of love, and as Pastor said, this is live tonight. We're running for our lives, but we're going to take a breath, and we're going to enjoy the presence of the Lord. I pray that you are anticipating an outpour of God's Spirit, as Pastor said, that we are going to be refreshed. Our soul is going to be made alive on tonight. So we're glad to be here, Pastor. God bless.
I'll tell you, we're going to have a good time. I can tell you now, we're going to have a good time.
Glory.
I was telling someone in Detroit the other night, they were telling, one of my cousins was telling me about things that was happening. And I was able to tell them something I'm going to tell myself. And that is that the devil hangs out at the finish line. And every time you get ready to move into something great, listen, the enemy is going to be there, because John 10:10 tells us he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's the bad news. But the good news is Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So there is a miracle in the making on this live broadcast on tonight. We look forward to all that the Lord is doing. Let us pray. Dr. Hess, come on and join in the prayer. Dear Lord God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your tender mercy, your love for us, how you have extended your kindness and your goodness, and how you have watched over us and you have blessed us this far. And we honor you tonight, Lord. Yes. We know, we don't just sense, but we know that you're going to do some great things on this tonight. And I pray that I would even bless while we pray, bless the messenger. Bless the word. Bless us as we pray in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Listen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Amen. 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 We have the people to call between 5 and 5:45, but I'm going to extend those of you that are listening live on Wednesday night, that you can even text your prayer request in now. I like about 10 more prayer requests so that I can pray over your needs on tonight. You'll have to do it in a hurry. The number is area code 269-274-2180. That's 269-274-2180. Do it now. Don't wait till the end of the program. Do it now so that we can have your prayer request. Listen, we have some great things in mind. We have some great things in store, and we're looking for the Lord to move in a special way the next few weeks. We know that God is with us, and the virus seems to be lifting some, But you know, I was thinking today how, well, the Lord woke me up this morning. The first thing before I got out of the bed, the Lord told me that we need to proceed and we need to proceed slowly and safely. And that's what we're going to do. After I got up early this morning and I was thinking how on 9/11, which was a horrific day for the world and especially for the United States and especially for New York City, New York State, how when the terrorists came and they came in waves. I said they came in waves. Mm. There was one wave, then there was a second wave, then there was a third wave. And so I believe that we have to stay prayerful, even though things are seemingly getting back to a place where it's not as hazardous as it was. I believe that we yet have to pray. We yet have to seek the Lord. And then it's going to take a little time. But I thank and praise God that some good things are on the way. And I just want to announce this before Dr. Hess bring the message on tonight. On this coming Sunday, this Sunday at 11 a.m.,
yes.
I want you to prepare yourself. Those of you that have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, listen, this is not just for First Pentecostal. This is for anyone that loves the Lord, they're saved, and they're living for the Lord. We're going to have Holy Communion this Sunday during our 11 a.m. online cyber service this Sunday. Listen, I want you to prepare at your home. I want you to get a cracker. Let me go back just a little bit. I'm upstairs in my den. About 10 minutes ago, I was downstairs in my office and we had some technical difficulties, but listen, I had a prop. I had a cracker. I'm going to show you my imaginary cracker. You can get the largest cracker that you want for this Sunday for our Holy Communion. And we want you to get some juice. It does not have to be grape juice. The Bible does not say it needs to be grape juice. Certainly doesn't say it needs to be wine. So I want you to get some juice and I want you to get a cracker. And then I want you to sit and wait for us on Sunday morning during our 11 a.m. service. And Dr. Hess and I, we're going to administer communion.
Yes.
Right there where you are through the internet and through the online services. That's this Sunday. All right, let me go over that again. I want you to get a cracker. If you don't have any crackers, get some bread. If you don't have any bread, get something to symbolize the body of Christ. And then I want you to get some juice. And I want you to wait and we'll all do it together. We will give you the sacrament together on this Sunday at 11 a.m. Listen, invite your friends across the country, around the world, wherever you have family, wherever you have friends. Tell them about 11 o'clock on this Sunday right here on YouTube, on Ustream. Also, you can go to our website, www.firstpen.org, and they can tune in on this Sunday at 11 a.m. Listen, I'm going to be preaching. I'm also, along with Dr. Hess, we're going to be administering Holy Communion to those of you. Listen, we missed a couple of communions, and I don't feel good about that. So we're going to have it on this Sunday. And as we go down the road, we're going to have some other things that's going to be taking place real soon. And hopefully by the month of July, we'll hopefully be able to have communion either inside of the church or outside of the church in the parking lot or drive-through. Listen, we have a lot of things that we're considering, a lot of things that we're thinking about. So don't think we're just waiting. Listen, we are looking for the Lord to do some great things, but we're going to proceed. We're going to go forward. We're going to go forward safely. So listen, Dr. Hess is going to bring us a word for tonight. We're going to hear him. And when we come back, I told you again, I've got your prayer requests that you have texted. I have them on my phone. And for the next 20 or 30 minutes, get on that phone and text area code 269-274-2180. That's area code 269-274-2180. And text your prayer request. And I thank God for you. Dr. Hess, do you have a word for us tonight?
Yes, sir, Pastor. I appreciate the opportunity to share God's word. And thank you for leading us tonight and for allowing us to come together once again. In these times and turbulent times that we're in, we need a refreshing of our soul. So the answer is yes, we do have a word from the Lord on tonight.
All right. Come on, give the people a word.
All right. God bless you, Pastor. And once again, welcome and thank you for tuning in to the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center. And God's word is so powerful. I was praying earlier this morning and last night, just kind of meditating on God's word. And we're studying the word of God regarding an effective church, becoming an effective church. That is our theme for the month of June. And I really believe that God gives us themes for purpose. In the first two readings, we're reading through the book of Ephesians for the first few days, because that is where the crux of our text is for the effective church. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in 11th verse, 12th and 13th verse, it talks about the perfecting of the saints. And one of the things that it talks about is the work of the ministry. And in order for the work of the ministry to go forward, the church must be unified and the church must be mature. These are the pillars that allow us to be an effective church. And so we have been reading in the last couple of days, we put out a devotional blog. It's on our website. And the blog was entitled, The Question Is. And I really worked on that one and really asked God to show me, because in the first and the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul takes his time and he begins to tell us who we are in Christ Jesus, how that we have been redeemed. We have been saved. We are now a child of God. We've been adopted into the royal family. We are now sealed. We have the sign of Christ upon us. We are now Christ's property, for we are a new creature and old things are passed away. So he identifies all of these things. And then in the second chapter, he says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. So I was praying, and all of the things that's going on, we cannot avoid the uncertainty of our time that we are in. I said the other day how that the pandemic, it seemed to have stopped everything. But once the heat rose up, and then we had the crisis in Minnesota, and it seems to be affecting the world, it seems as much as is going on. And what should the church response be? I'm here to tell you that God has given us a word for us tonight from the word of the Lord in the book of Ephesians, the third chapter, and the 14th through the 21st verse. We'll read those passages of scripture, and then we'll come back and share with you what is our title for tonight. But he begins in the 14th verse of Ephesians 3. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 15, he says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend or apprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That's our word for tonight, our scripture text. And for a few moments tonight, I want to use the subject, stop the noise. Stop the noise. Satan likes to bring noise into our life. He likes to cause us to be scattered in our thinking. And there are so many things going on. It's as if we are in the time of Job. If you remember in the first chapter of Job, Job had so many things going on. When one thing would happen, here come another thing, and bring him a message. And it was all to test him regarding his faith in God. For the devil came to God and spoke to him in the conversation and said, have you considered your servant Job? We are in a testing time, and there's so much noise going on. And how do we get rid of the noise? How do we come to a place of quietness? There is a word, and the word is prayer. Prayer is our key. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but I really want to emphasize that prayer is the language of faith. Prayer is the opportunity for us to bring heaven into earth. We're trying to battle man and the things of that we're finding ourselves of disorder and chaos. with the things of the world, but we must understand that God is a God of order. God is a God of purpose, and God wants us to walk in prayer. Prayer is so important. And so it is a prayer that Paul prays in this third chapter. If we go back to the first chapter, he has a prayer. There are two prayers. The first prayer in chapter one is the prayer of enlightenment. He says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding would become enlightened, or that your heart would open up, that you would understand who I am. Until the world opens up its heart, it cannot understand the magnitude of who God is and who he wants them to be redeemed, to be saved, to no longer be a partaker of the world. But now you are a new creature and old things are passed away. It takes an enlightenment, our eyes to be able to see. The Bible says in the word of God that when we accept Jesus Christ, we now see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven has come unto us when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal savior. But Paul is trying to go a little further because he knows it's not enough to simply see. He wants us to be able to act upon the gospel, the word of the Lord. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith. You see, people want change in their life. He gave this to me this afternoon. He says, people want change in their life, but they don't want their life to change. They don't want to do what is necessary or become who God has called them to be. But we are in a changing time that requires that we as people of God, we flow, we change with the time, and the time is for us to hear God's word. It's not enough to simply say it. We must be it. It's not enough to talk it. We must walk it. It's not enough to know it. We must be it. And so he prays for a power of enablement to come upon them. What is he praying for? He's praying for an inner growth, an inner strength, a spiritual revival. He's praying that we would grow into the person that he has called us to be. You know where I'm going. The word of God talks about it in the book of Philippians, where it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But before that, it talks about how that we have to understand that we have been apprehended for that which we have been apprehended by Christ Jesus. In other words, he has a purpose for us. He wants us to be an effective church. He wants us to be a church that is on fire, a church that is curious, a church that is seeking him, a church that is a witness for him. And one of the things that's more important than anything, not just speaking, but living it. And so we see here in the word of God that we are saved by grace. But there's a passage of scripture that I ran upon. Is one of my uncle, my uncle, he passed away a few years ago, but this was one of his favorite scriptures, Elder Joe, in his first Corinthians 15 and 10. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Do you understand that we are not just saved by grace, but it is the grace of God that goes along with us, that equips us to become who God says we are. It is the grace of God that saves us, but it also is the grace of God that changes us. It is the grace of God that causes us to walk in the newness of life. I'm talking about stopping the noise. We must make sure that we get to the place to where we can hear God's voice. I was talking to one of my best friends on yesterday, and he had the TV going, and I just stopped him and I said, man, I can't hear you. It's too much noise. He could hear me, but he also could hear the TV. And I said, can you turn the TV down or silence it? And he silenced it, and it was silence. And I began to understand what he was saying. Listen, there are so many things that are going on in the world, but we must stop the noise. What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you feeding yourself? Are you feeding yourself with the word of God? Are you causing yourself to be in a place of worship, a place of praise, so that you will understand who Jesus is? For the Bible says that Paul is telling them, I'm praying for you that your vision would be expanded, that you would see the depth, the breadth, and the height of the love of Jesus Christ. And so the man was asked a question, do you understand the grace of God? And he says, well, I go to church every Sunday. He says, no, have you experienced the grace of God? He says, well, I'm an upright citizen and I do things right and I'm a respectable man. And then the preacher says, I'm glad to hear that. But what do you know about the grace of God? Has the grace of God saved you? Has the grace of God changed you? My God, are you now walking a different path? Do you now have a different direction? You see, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, but he has changed us and brought us out of darkness. Pastor said, just have a few words of refreshing, but I'm here to tell you that the power of God is here to change you, to refresh you, to empower you, to enable you to be who God has called you to be. So who does he say, or what does he say in our lesson today? Let's go to verse number 16. Let's go back to it. He says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Listen, it was not based simply upon his riches, of him giving us his riches, but it's according to his riches. In other words, he gives us the proportion that we need. The Bible talks about it, I believe, over in Peter. It talks about how there are manifold temptations or manifold tests that come about, and that there are also a manifold grace. In other words, I have two hands, and when I put them together, they match. If you see that, they match. I don't have one that's bigger than the other, praise God, but they're both the same size, which lets us know that even though there are manifold tests and trials and things that are going on, God is able to give us the proportion of the grace that we need so that we can get through what we're going through. And so he says here, I want you to be strengthened, not on the outside, but I want you to be strengthened on the inside. How's your strength tonight? Are you weak? Are you challenged? Are you baffled? What do I do next? It's not about what you do. It's about who you become, because who you become will determine what you do. What your expectation from God is will determine your action and your reaction, and then will determine your direction. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. It's important that we understand that God has given us an expectation that we would know him, that we would know his power, that we would experience his power. And so as we move forward into being an effective church, this Ephesians, the third chapter, he says, I want to strengthen you in the inner man. God does not want to just empower us for us to clap our hands and shout and jump and run around the church, but he wants for us to be empowered that we might be able to be an effective witness. When the noise is coming, we can quiet the noise and let them know that God is yet in control. And so we see here that he wants to cause us to become renewed in the inner man. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, it talks about it and says, though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. Listen, every day we must go to the Lord and say, Lord, give me strength. Give me your strength. My strength is not good enough. When I don't go through my strength, it will only last for a little while. But when I allow myself to be strengthened by God, it will help me to endure unto the end. And then he says in that verse 17, bring it up, Sister Melissa, in that verse 17, he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Did you catch it? He wants us to dwell in him. He does not want us to simply have a surface relationship, but he wants us to be rooted, kind of like a plant. My God, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord doth he meditate both day and night. It is the law of the Lord that causes us to be directed. The law of God is not simply for us to read, but it's for us to abide. And if we go with the law of the Lord, he will keep us from things that we should not be a part of. I'm talking about, do you really understand who you are in Christ Jesus? The world is trying to tell us who we are, who our identity is, what we should be doing. But we have to proclaim that we are the church of the living God. And because we are the church of the living God, my God, the Bible says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I come that you might have life. So he prays for strength. He prays for a depth that they would understand the breadth, the height, the length of the love of Jesus Christ. I remember when I moved to Detroit, we were living in Jackson and we moved to Detroit, and I was blessed to go to Cass Technical High School, and I had taken algebra, but I never forget it. Things got a little dim when I took geometry. I was taking geometry and I realized that geometry, it was a lot of shapes and a lot of things and algorithms and theorems that we had to learn. And it was hard for me to comprehend a geometry, but I never forget it when it finally clicked. When we began to look at the different shapes, and we had to identify what the parameter and the size of it was and the circumference, and we had to understand that it was not enough to simply know the height. We had to know the depth, and we had to know the length. And when we begin to multiply all of them together, we begin to experience the fullness of what it was that we were looking at. I'm submitting you today that you have accepted Jesus Christ. That is only the first level of his love, but he loves us so much that he picked us up and turned us around. And now we experience his love even greater, that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I'm experiencing the love of Jesus Christ. And so he wants us to experience his love so that we will go on down to that 18th and 19th verse. Come on and give it to me, Sister Melissa. That 18th and 19th verse of the passage of scripture, he says, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Going to the 19th verse, and to know the love of Christ. Do you know the love of Christ? He says, passing knowledge. It's a lot of people that talk about the love of Christ. It's a lot of people that say, I love you with the love of Christ. But when we can experience the fullness of God, when we can experience the fullness that even though I'm in my midnight season, I'm in my season of uncertainty, I've got so many things that are going on. My God, the debt is rising up. The situations are just all around me, and I don't know what to do. But he said that I might know him. Oh, my God, that I might know, my God, not only know him, but know that God is able. That's the 20th verse. My God, now unto him. We finally made it to my mother's favorite scripture. Now we are in the now. We are living in the now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So he says, now unto him that is able. Can I stop there? God is able. God is able to do whatever you need him to do. This is why we pray. This is why we have hope. This is why we have faith. For we don't war as the world. For my God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations. Can I tell you that most of our battles are in our mind? They're in our mind. But he says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Why does he say all the hosts? Because he's building it up. Not only can God do the exceeding, he can do the abundantly. Not only can he do the abundantly, he can do the above all. Not only can he do the above all, he can do whatever, my God, you can ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. Did you catch it? It's not based upon your power, but it's his power. My God, we talked about it on Sunday. An effective church is a church that's on fire with the Holy Ghost, being full of his spirit. He says, be filled with the spirit. Why? Because when the storms of life come, hear the word of the Lord in Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 24th through the 29th verse. It talks about how there are two men, they are there and they both experience a storm. They both are having a challenge. but one is standing on a rock and the other one is standing on sand. The rock is Christ. The rock is Jesus. My God, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm talking to you tonight that you've got to stop the noise by understanding who you are in Christ Jesus, understanding that as Paul has prayed for us, that God would give us the spirit of enablement before we can go out. We need to make sure that we understand the depth, the breadth, the height of God's love, because we're going to have to share the love of Jesus Christ. The world is looking for an answer. And the scriptures tells us that we must be ready to give an answer regarding the hope that lieth within us. That hope is in Jesus Christ. My hope, the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, my eternal hope, my hope that is an anchor for my soul. His name is Jesus. So I submit to you today that Jesus wants us to stop the noise. We stop it through understanding and comprehending who Jesus is and who he loves, but also who he wants us to be. Pastor gave us some powerful questions in the words of hope on yesterday and today. And he says the way that we were before the pandemic, we were emotionally, relationally, financially. It is now being revealed in the pandemic where we were before. But my question is to you is not what am I going to do, but who am I going to become? This is our season to become who God says we are. I ask you, I beg you to read along with us. You can go to our website, www.firstpen.org, as we discover who we are and how God wants us to be an effective church, a church that is unified with him. That's chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Ephesians. And then a church who is mature, who walks, not just talks, but walks the walk. And as we do that, we will become an effective church. I'm praying for you tonight that God would strengthen you, that God would help you, but most of all, that you would seek the wisdom of God and that you would ask him to stop the noise. As you seek him, the Bible says you will find him. But he tells us that when we seek him, we must seek him early. God bless you. Come on back in, Pastor. That's the word for tonight.
What a mighty word, glory. Dr. Hess.
Glory to
God. I say the Lord is moving. He's moving by his power. That is what we call a rhema word. Mm-hmm. It's a right now, timely, divinely sent word that you have given to the people of God on this Wednesday live. I thank and praise God. It is a refreshing mm-hmm. of our soul. And I thank God for that wonderful message. I believe it's called Stop the Noise.
Stop the noise.
And as you were talking, I was thinking for another word for noise and the word distraction. The word distraction came up. Every time the Lord is trying to do something, the enemy sends some type of distraction to cause us to lose our focus where we don't keep the main thing, the main thing.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you, during this time of this virus and the time of, that we're going through now, we have to remain focused. Listen, there are all kinds of distractions that's coming. We thought that nothing could distract us from the COVID
yes.
and all that it was doing. And just overnight, the COVID has almost been pushed to the side.
Yes, sir.
Yet it's still raging. But that's a distraction. And I'm waiting to see, and I'm praying that the Lord will work it out where we don't become distracted so much that we become infected. If we become distracted, we can become infected. And so, you know, we have to watch out for distractions. It doesn't matter what the distractions are, financial distractions. I'm gonna tell you something else. Because of what we have gone through the last 100 or 110 days, what it has been, it has stirred up a lot of deep emotions and things from the innermost being of most people
yes.
for the good and also for the bad. And once we move forward, it's going to take a lot. It's going to require a lot of healing.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot of healing. So we that know the Lord, we that have survived this, we have been left here for a purpose. And when you were talking about stop the noise, I often think, even when I would visit in the hospital, sometimes I visit the sick, and you go into the room and, you know, they have the television on, they have the remote there, and it's got a speaker on the remote, and the people are waiting on you to pray. But I can't hardly pray until I first tell them, please, can you turn the noise down? Can you turn the television down?
Yes.
Because I don't want to be distracted, because so many times we become so accustomed to the noise.
That's good.
And we feel as if everything can just proceed with full power, full anointing, even in the midst of noise. But what we have to do is we have to turn to the side. I'm looking at a passage of scripture while you were bringing that word on tonight, stop the noise, in 2 Peter 3 and 10.
Yes.
I'm going to read it right quick. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise.
Wow.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Listen, we've got to stop the noise. We must continue to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's, I see your hand. You got the motion going. Come on, talk to me, sir.
As you were talking there, I was reminded of Elijah, one of your favorite biblical characters.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And, how he, in the book of 2 Kings, the 18th chapter, he was on the mountain and everything was going good, but God had to deal with him because he was discouraged. And one of the things that causes us to lose focus is when we start focusing on too many things. And
yes.
I'm reminded of the story of the lion tamer and how the lion tamer is able to tame the lion. And he's in the cage with the lion and he has his one little chair with three legs on it. And they are saying, how can you stop the lion from attacking you? Because the lion cannot focus his eyes, because when he puts one leg in, then he'll move it around and put another leg in and he loses focus. And that's what happens. The devil comes to distract us and causes us to lose focus. I believe the Dr. Murdoch, he said it best, that when a person, how do we lose focus? When we focus, we stop focusing on one thing and start focusing on another. And I will just definitely be honest with you that sometimes all the things that I do in a day's time, I can lose focus quickly.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't take much to lose focus. And so Elijah, God came to, it says that God allowed an earthquake to come. He allowed a fire to come. He allowed the wind to come. We see all the different elements and all of the different things going on today. But we see that God was not in that. It was in the still, small voice.
Small, yes.
But in order to hear the still, small voice, we must stop the noise. We must get into the place of safety so that we can hear from God, because God wants to speak to us with such a fervency. These are the days that God wants to breathe on us a fresh breath, that if we would listen to him, we would be able to hear him, but then we must obey him. God bless you, Pastor.
You know, Dr. Hess, while you were telling the story about the lion and the lion tamer with the little three-legged stool.
Yes.
You said when the lion loses focus, and then you kind of paused. And when you said when the lion loses focus, I heard the Holy Ghost say that he loses his power.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
When we lose our focus.
Oh, my God.
We are giving up. We don't actually lose our power, but we are giving up our power.
That's good.
Anytime that lion can refocus, he hasn't lost his power. He has lost the ability to use that power. So listen, I'm so thankful for that wonderful word on tonight. You are a great man of God, a great preacher.
Praise God.
I thank God for you. Listen, we're going to pray in just a few minutes.
Yes. But,
you know, I was mentioning a little while ago, and I asked my prop producer to run an errand for me. And prop producer.
That's Mama's new name, huh?
Yes, sir. I got to bring her in here somewhere. She went and got me a cracker. Listen,
that's pretty big cracker. Yes.
I'm going to consume this one. Once it's over, I'm going to consume this one. But on this coming Sunday at 11 a.m., I want you to prepare. I want the people that are viewing. And then I want you to tell. Why don't you tell about five or six people to join in with your pastor and join in with you.
Yes.
And join in with the congregation. This Sunday, we're going to online. We're going to have cyber holy communion. It's going to require that you have a cracker and also require that you have some juice of some kind. It could be grape juice. It could be apple juice. It could be punch, whatever. It's symbolic. It's symbolic. Yes. And on this Sunday, in our 11 a.m. service, that's going to be on YouTube, Ustream. You can go to our website. And after we have had the prayer and after we have had some scripture and those kind of things, we're going to have Holy Communion. And you can be a part of that on this coming Sunday. And we're just going to have a glorious, glorious time. And I thank and praise God for all that the Lord is doing for us. And we know that these are some troublesome times. And, you know, we said we weren't going to say a lot about what's going on around the world, but there's so much tragedy, so much turmoil, and our prayer requests tonight reflect that. We're going to be reading our prayer requests on tonight, but the main prayer requests that we're getting tonight, almost each one of the prayer requests, it mentioned pray for the land, that God would heal the land. So we need a healing in the land, but we cannot become distracted.
That's it.
Certainly we know that righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is reproach to any people. But yet and still, we as the people of God, I have a saying that you have to be careful how you lean, because the way that you lean, when the wind starts blowing hard and you begin to lose your balance, you're going to fall in the direction that you're leaning in. And so we know that sin abounds. We know that Satan is busy, but I also know that God is always more busier than the devil.
That's good.
No matter how busy the devil is, God is always more busier than the devil. And so we believe in God that he's going to turn things. Yes, we're going to pray. We're going to pray in just a few minutes. And we're going to go to God because we want peace. We want healing in the land. We don't want to be a part of anything that's ungodly, anything that's illegal. We don't want to do that. We want to hold up righteousness, and we want to do what's right. And so we're going to pray in just a few minutes. But I do want to remind the people again on Saturday night at 6 p.m. right here on YouTube, right here on our website, on Ustream as well. You can join Dr. Hess for Christian Development. That's on Saturdays at 6 p.m. He does that live, just like we're going live tonight. You can go to our website and be with Dr. Hess. You can go to our website and see the material in advance, all of the lessons and everything that we're doing. We are actually recording it and we're putting it on our website. But I want you to be live with him on this coming Saturday at 6 p.m. And I want to thank you for your financial support, First Pentecostal. You all are amazing.
Yes.
You all are wonderful, and we thank God for you. You're not skipping a beat. The majority of you are not skipping a beat, and we thank God for you on tonight, and we thank God that he is blessing you. And during this time of trial, during this time of suffering, we know that financial difficulty has come to the lives of some people. There are not many people. Some people are not working full time and different things like that. But whatever it is that you're doing, we know that you're doing it from your heart.
Yes.
And as you said, Dr. Hess, that I had said that a great bishop said the other day, based upon the people's present condition, is based upon how their condition was before this COVID-19 showed up. And so we thank God that our people, they were tithers before, they support the church before, and they're supporting the church now.
Yes.
And we thank God for that. We thank God for those of you that are part of our church, and our theme for 2020 is building for God's glory. Dr. Hess, in December, when the Lord gave you that theme for the year, you had no idea that we'd have to be rebuilding for God's glory the way that we're having to rebuild for God's glory. Let me just say this while we're right there. Listen, this COVID has turned things upside down, And it's taken a lot of extra work, a lot of extra planning, a lot of extra finances to do what needs to be done so that when we do come back and we're able to worship and congregate, we want everything to be in order. But it's a lot of work that goes into this. And so we need your prayers. We absolutely need your prayers. Dr. Hess, you have anything before we pray? I want to pray in just a few minutes.
Well, I just really want to stay in the vein of people of being people of faith. The scripture implores us and tells us, ask the question, whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord in everything that I do. I just believe God's word literally. I really do. And if we are faithful to God, God is going to be faithful to us. And one of the things that's very important, I remember you saying it a long time ago, the change that we're looking for starts with us. And many times we're looking for other people to bring about change. But the change that must begin, it must begin within us. And we must ask the Lord to change not only us, but change our heart, change our expectation. As I said earlier, if we are changing our expectation, it will change our action. It will change our reaction, and then it will change our direction. And so it's important that we seek the things of God, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all of these other things will be added. And I just, as you said, I just thank the members and the saints of God for being a part of the ministry, for believing in the ministry, believing in us as men of God. And we don't have all the answers. We'll be vulnerable and say we don't have all the answers. But we're asking you to continue to pray for us and pray with us that God would lead us, because God is taking us somewhere, and it's an exciting time. In spite of all the uncertainty, we serve a certain God. God bless.
Absolutely. We certainly, we just want to applaud the membership and those that with us and those that are following us, and you're following, and we're so very, very thankful that the Lord has blessed us, because as shepherds, we're very concerned about the health of the sheep. And often some of the sheep, they follow all the protocols, and other sheep, I'm not saying in our congregation, but in some congregation, people do not follow the protocols. And so as a shepherd would lead the shepherd would always know that there would be coyotes, there would be wolves, there would be poison, vegetables and vines and different things. And the shepherd had to lead the sheep around all of that because the sheep would not know for themselves. And so the shepherd, he has to be able to think regarding the entire sheepfold. And I thank and praise God for the people of God. Listen, we're excited. The Lord is blessing. The Lord is doing great things. This is what I want to do. We have a few prayer requests. Dr. Hess, I want you to pray for the first one. Mother Shirley Herbert is desiring prayer, and also for her sister, Sister Mary McCoy, and also for the nation. That's Mother Herbert, Mother Shirley Herbert, Sister Mary McCoy, and for the nation. Will you pray for that?
Yes, sir. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Lord, before we go any further, we just want to worship you. We want to thank you. We adore you and we love you. You are the center of our joy. You are our everything. And right now, God, we pray that you would touch Mother Herbert, touch Sister McCoy, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for the land. We pray for the situations that we are facing. Most of all, God, we pray that you would cause us to turn to you. We would rest in you. For Lord, for all of your promises are yes and amen. And we stand on your word now, for you have not given us a spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But though you have not given us a spirit of fear, we yet fear you. We revere you. We worship you. We honor you. And we thank you for deliverance now. There shall be peace. There shall be healing. And there shall be deliverance. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you now.
Yes.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother Shirley Herbert, and for your sister. And we're praying for the nation.
Yes.
Also, we have prayers for divine intervention. Mm. We're going to be praying for that in just a moment. I'll pray for that.
Yes.
For divine intervention. Divine intervention in everything.
Everything.
Praise God. Everything across the land, across the globe. listen, there are no winners in this.
No.
And we're praying for the families that have been directly impacted. That's one of the prayer requests tonight as well. Let me get to a few more prayer requests. Prayers for divine intervention is one of the prayers that was text. Prayers for healing for our land and also those that are affected by COVID-19. And we're praying for the bereaved on this program on tonight.
Yes.
We're praying for our president. He is our president.
Yes.
And we're praying for President Trump. We're praying for protection within our city, within our county.
Yes.
We're praying for the businesses. We're praying that healing would take over in the land. Here's another one, Sister Glass, requesting prayer and for direction. And we're praying for her. Sister Barbour, praying for peace for our nation. So the people are quite concerned about the land and about our nation. And prayers for comfort for the entire George Floyd family.
Yes.
That's the family of the man that was killed in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have grandchildren out there in Minnesota.
Yes.
Sister Barber wants prayer for her family, for her mother, Mother Elizabeth Carter. We love Mother Carter.
Yes.
Sister Joyce Carter Boyer, one of our members there in Albion, for Ivan Green.
Yes.
Praying for Ivan Green. Also, Sister Bernice Wyrick.
Yes.
These are our Albion friends and our Albion members.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
It's my people.
I thank God for, yes. We thank God for those of you that possibly failed to get in your prayer request on tonight. But we're going to pray over these prayer requests on tonight. Father, in the name of
Jesus.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
We hold up our cell phone, but we have the prayer requests on our cell phone.
Yes.
Lord, we're holding this up to you as a symbol of your presence, and we pray that I would touch every one of these prayer requests in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus.
Those unspoken prayer requests. We're praying for the bereaved. We're praying for the Remsen family.
Yes.
We're praying for the bereaved everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're praying for every church that's open in your name. We're praying for those that are sick and those that are afflicted in one way or another. We bind the hand of the enemy.
Yes, in Jesus.
Come against these conditions, and Hallelujah. We bind it right now.
Right now.
Oh, God, sweep through the city of Albion.
Yes.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cover the people of God here in Battle Creek.
Yes, Lord.
Those that are viewing in Georgia, those that are viewing in Texas.
Yes.
Those that are viewing around the world. We pray for them.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you right now. Lord, you're the great God. You're not the great I was, you're the great I am, and we thank you now.
Thank you.
And we give you the glory and we give you the honor in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
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 Praise
God. All right. I'm going to hold up my cracker one more time. This Sunday at 11 a.m. Don't let me down.
Yes, sir.
Don't let me down. The saints of God, especially the people where we pastor, you need to be connecting with us. A lot of work going to this. We're up early in the mornings.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we almost didn't make it tonight. There was a whole lot that was going on out there, but we got it going.
Yeah.
And I thank and praise God for you. We appreciate you. We thank God for each of you that are part of our congregation, those that are part of this great outreach ministry. Again, we're praying for leadership everywhere. We're praying for governors. We're praying for local politicians. Most of all, we're praying for the lives of the people that are affected and impacted by the things that's going on in the land. But we know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Well, our time is just about up for tonight, but I do want you to know that we are doing all that we know to do and some to get this word out and stay close and stay connected. And so those of you that are viewing this live, be sure and go to YouTube and copy the link and send it around. Text it to people that you have and email it to those that you know and acquaintances that you know and send it to them and let them be a part of this great outreach ministry. Well, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Our time is up. for tonight. But Dr. Hess, thank you for being here on with me on tonight. And we thank God for you and all that you're doing. And we're looking for the Lord to do some great, great things here on Wednesday Live, where it's refreshing for your soul. Again, on this coming Friday, this coming Saturday, rather, at 6 p.m., Christian Development at 6 p.m., right here, same place, 6 p.m. on this Saturday, and then 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. We're going to be on WFPM. We're going to be on all three frequencies. We're going to be on the internet. We're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on Ustream Sunday morning at 11 a.m., having Holy Communion with the people of God. All right. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for being a part of this. And we pray and we're praying for you that your health would be good and your strength would be solid. God bless you. The top of 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 the top of